All right. If you would, turn in your Bibles over to the book of Isaiah, chapter 53. And I'm just going to read the first verse and hopefully talk about that by His grace. Isaiah chapter 53 and verse 1. Who hath believed our report? And to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? This is, in my opinion, of which I think very highly, the first verse of one of the greatest chapters in the Bible. Now, I know there are other opinions, but I don't like those. Now, if you don't understand Isaiah 53, you don't understand the Scriptures. It is full of the work of our Lord Jesus Christ, His redemptive work, His suffering, His agony that He went through for His people. Now, there is some discussion I have read and heard about some who think this verse should be the last verse of Isaiah 52. I disagree. Again, it's my opinion. Partially, I disagree because it is where it is. And it is exactly where God wanted it. There's no accidents in this book. But mostly, I believe this is because this is a perfect bridge. This verse is a perfect bridge from the wonderful tidings in Isaiah 52 to the wonderfully detailed messianic verses that follow. It's the bridge. It leads from 52 right into 53. Now, and when the thing was written, there were no chapters. But what we have here in the book of Isaiah is this verse, and it starts off in this chapter with two questions. Who hath believed our report? And to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? The first verse in there is, first part of that verse, phrase is, who hath believed? Now, simply from the fact of Isaiah asking this question, we need to realize not everyone believes. Not everyone believes. We know this because Isaiah asked this question, but we also know this experientially. Yeah. From our own experience. Because of people's reaction to our report. We know that from the people that have left here and left the gospel and left the report. They didn't believe it. That's what the scriptures say. They went out from us because they were not of us. Because had they been of us, they would have no doubt continued with us. There are those who don't believe. But there's a better reason to know this. Paul actually makes a commentary on this in Romans 10:16. And what he says there is, but they have not all obeyed the gospel. For Isaiah saith, Lord, who hath believed our report? Now notice Paul added the little commentary there before his quote. They have not all obeyed the gospel. Guess what? All don't obey the gospel. Now, what does it mean when you don't obey the gospel? It means evidently that you don't believe. That's it. That's where it lies. And there is an obedience to the gospel.
Yes. Yeah.
Guess what? It lies in belief.
Yes.
That obedience is because of belief. But here Paul's clear, and so is Isaiah. Faith comes before obedience to the gospel.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Faith comes before belief. Now, is there any debate there?
No.
I don't think Paul left anything to doubt.
No.
Now, I know people will debate it. I know people will argue it. I know people will deny it. Categorically. God has dealt to all men the measure of faith. Well, read the context of that and you'll figure it out. No, you probably won't if you don't believe it. Because the same guy wrote, he also, all men have not faith. And that's why we suffer what? Persecution. They don't obey the gospel. They don't believe the gospel. They don't believe the report here of Isaiah. See, the problem's not with the book, the problem's with people. We say it again and again. And, well, that's only because we mean it again and again. And because our noses get rubbed in it way too often. Obedience comes from faith. Faith comes from God. It's the gift, the free gift. Now, he stated, who hath believed, but then he says these two words, our report.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this word report, I looked at it in the Hebrew, and it means something that is heard. It means news. It means, and the last word they used is the one I like the best, tidings. And there's a reason I like that, and we'll get to it after a bit. But this report, this news, this tiding is ours. I like that. I like that. Isaiah is not speaking of himself, and he's not speaking by himself. Our report. This report is ours. Now, who is this our? It's not just the prophets. Although the prophets is part of ours. Also, Isaiah belonged to that group. He was a prophet. This is one of the, in some ways, and I don't want to put it the wrong way, this is one of the strangest and most wonderful books in the Bible for me, just for a couple of weird facts. And I don't think it's actually weird. It's just, it seems odd when you think about it. There are 66 books in the Bible. There are 66 chapters in Isaiah. The 39 books of the Old Testament, once you get past the 39th chapter of Isaiah and you get to the 40th, it changes.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it changed so much that there are people out there who will swear to you that the guy that wrote this book was two guys.
Yeah.
But what they don't understand is all Isaiah was writing down was, thus saith the Lord.
Here you go.
Isaiah 40 starts with these words, comfort ye, my people. Speak comfortably to Jerusalem. And there is a difference between the Old Testament and the New Testament. And there's a lot of stuff in this book that has happened. But there's a lot of stuff toward the end of the chapters, these end chapters, that hasn't happened yet. It's wonderful. It's speaking of my Lord, this book is. Isaiah wrote, thus saith the Lord about my Lord. And guess what? That's his report. That's the report he's talking about here. And it's not just his report. It's our report. The prophets didn't keep this stuff secret. God told them. He spoke to them. Some of them, Moses, he spoke face to face as a man speaks to his friend. He spoke to Jonah. He spoke to Noah. But these men repeated what the Lord said for them to say. Prophets prophesy. Prophets proclaim. Prophets preach. That's the report. And he preached it. They preached it. And this report, just back then, is the same as our report right now.
Yeah.
And the reaction to it is just the same right now. The perfect verse for me is Acts 28 and verse 24. It says, after Paul speaking, it says, and some believed the things which were spoken, and some believed not. That's what Isaiah is saying here. Who hath believed our report? Paul just equated in Romans 10 verse 16 that he equated that report to the gospel. Was Isaiah preaching the gospel in the Old Testament? Oh yes, he was. And I don't know how many times I have to say this, but I'll say it as many times I can. There's only one report. There's only ever been one report. There's only ever going to be one report. There's only one gospel. And that is the good news, the glad tidings of our Lord, our Savior, our Redeemer, our Mediator, our Justifier, Jesus Christ the righteous. And that is who Isaiah was writing of here. This possession of this report is plural. But the report is always singular. There's only one. Now, to look at a little bit of the next question, to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? Why is this a question? Well, I'm suspicious, and I'm being sarcastic, of the prophet's intent here. It seems to me that Isaiah might not be down with the ecumenicism we have today. Because evidently to the Isaiah, the prophet of God to those people in his times who spoke, thus saith the Lord, the arm of the Lord is not known to everyone. And it's not. The arm of the Lord has to be revealed. And what I'm going to say here concerning these two questions, some might take conscience at. I looked at some of the commentaries this time. I run into trouble. Don't laugh at me. Go ahead. It's funny. It is. It's funny in a very pathetic way. But one of the guys I do generally agree with. See, there are those out there that have this idea that these two questions are the same thing. They're saying the report is the gospel. They're saying the arm of the Lord is the gospel. It's not. It's not. Now I'm going to show you that. I'm going to show you that from the scriptures. Thus saith the Lord in this book. But there are those, that's what they're saying, that these two questions are basically a reiteration of the same thing. And that's not unheard of in the scripture. There are things that are said twice. Because we need to hear them twice. But this isn't one of them. But I will tell you this. Our report is about the arm of the Lord. our report, in some ways, is the arm of the Lord, because that's the only message we have. Because there's only one message. There's only one report. But the arm of the Lord is not the gospel. Well, Isaiah 52, verse 5. Now therefore, what have I here, saith the Lord, that my people is taken away for naught? They that rule over them make them to howl, saith the Lord, and my name continually every day is blasphemed. Therefore, my people shall know my name. Therefore they shall know in that day that I am he that doth speak. Behold, it is I. Verse 7. How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of him that bringeth good tidings, that publisheth peace, that bringeth good tidings of good, that publisheth salvation, that saith unto Zion, thy God reigneth. There's your report right there. There's your report. Good tidings. Publisheth peace. Good tidings of good. That publisheth salvation, that saith unto Zion, thy God reigneth. Walter read this or quoted it a while back. I think he read it when he was talking about Romans 10, because that's what this relates to. Paul speaks of this. Here's your report, good tidings. Here's your report, good tidings of good, publisheth peace. Publisheth salvation. How is all of this accomplished, and by whom is all of this accomplished? Thy God reigns. If your report doesn't say God reigns, it ain't the report. It's not the report that Isaiah's talking about. And that's the one that leads right into the messianic song. Pieces here of him, he had carried our griefs, borne our sorrows. We did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, afflicted. Before he wrote any of that, he wrote, thy God reigns. They went and took with wicked hands, and they crucified the Lord of glory. But it was according to what? The determinate counsel and foreknowledge of God. Where was God when Jesus was being crucified? Thy God reigns. This wasn't an afterthought. It wasn't a mistake. Like that idiot said, David. Oh, if I'd have been there, I'd have stopped that crucifixion. Well, if I'd have been there, I'd have shot him. People got no sense. None. That's exactly it. None. There's none that doeth good. There's none that seeks after God. But that's okay. He still reigns. And he's found of them that sought him not. This is the good tidings. This is the report right here in these words. How beautiful are the feet. This is what we are to do. We are to proclaim from this place, thy God reigns. He is doing all his good pleasure, just as he did in Isaiah 53. Yeah. it pleased the Lord to bruise him. That's what I think of whenever anybody quotes that scripture. Our God's in the heavens. He has done whatsoever he has pleased. And thank God, it pleased the Lord to bruise him. So that he will never leave us. And he will never forsake us. And he is with us. As he was with Moses. As he was with Joshua. As he was with Isaiah. As he was with his son. His son is with us. Paul stated, "Who, to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed?" 1 Corinthians 2, Paul tells us about that. The natural man cannot receive the things of the Spirit of God. And he just said it flat out. Debate that, please. Debate it. Come on, tell me. Tell me how the natural man can receive the things of the Spirit of God when the Apostle Paul said he couldn't, said he cannot. I'm not worried about will not. Paul said he cannot. And then he tells you why. He didn't stop there. For. They are foolishness unto him. People think we're foolish because we come here every Sunday. People think we're crazy for driving as far as we do, Walter. You pass a dozen churches? No, actually it's more like 36, if you want to know the truth. I don't know how many it is. There's a church on every corner in Princeton. And some of them there's two. Paul didn't stop there either. He said, neither can he know them. And he'll tell you why. For they are spiritually discerned. To whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? Those who can spiritually discern. And that makes you unnatural. Not natural. The natural man cannot. And if you can, you're not natural anymore. You still got the flesh. But if you can spiritually discern the things of the Spirit of God, it's because he has come inside you. You've been given life from the Father. You've been given the Holy Spirit inside you to dwell in you. That's who believes our report. John put it this way. He that is of God heareth us. He that is not of God heareth not us. Now, this is not talking about election. This is talking about those who have been brought in by the Savior in time, in place. There was a time I didn't believe any of this. I've told that story, Walter, before church about, you know, saying no to stuff. I got good at it, and it's helped me out a lot. If you ask me a question, and I'll tell people this, if you have to know right now, generally, if you ask me a question, the answer is no. If you give me time to think about it, I may say yes, I may not. But if you got to know right now, my answer is no. Well, there's two things I haven't said no to. One I'm not going to tell you about. The other one is Christ. Because he put me in a place, Walter, where I had no other place to go. And I said yes. I did say yes. You know why? Because he put it in me to say yes. I started spiritually discerning some things. I started spiritually hearing that report. According to Stephen, somehow, well, I don't know how, He did it. My ears became circumcised.
Yeah.
They were uncircumcised. I was uncircumcised in heart and ears. And I did always resist the things of the Spirit of God and of the Holy Ghost.
Right.
But then I stopped. Because I had nowhere else to go. And you know who put me there? Was Him. You know who put that in me? Was Him. You know who gave me the answer of my tongue? Why I said yes? That comes from the Lord too. The preparations of the heart in man and the answer of the tongue, both of them, even both of them, are from the Lord. And that, and only that, is who hath believed our report, and to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed. Now, just a little bit more, and I'm going to quit. Verse 8 says, the watchmen shall lift up the voice, with the voice together shall they sing, for they shall see eye to eye, when the Lord shall bring again Zion. Break forth into joy, sing together, ye waste places of Jerusalem, for the Lord hath comforted His people. He hath redeemed Jerusalem. And here, verse 10. I told you I was going to tell you that the arm of the Lord is not the gospel. The Lord hath made bare His holy arm in the eyes of all the nations, and all the ends of the earth shall see the salvation of our God. He that redeemed Jerusalem, that's the arm of the Lord. I better hold up my right hand. I'm left-handed. I do that automatically. That's the arm of the Lord. Jesus Christ. He is our arm. He is the subject of our report. He's who we talk about. He's the one who reigns. The arm of the Lord reigns. His hand is not shortened that it cannot save. He does all His pleasures among all the inhabitants of the earth, and under the earth, and in the heavens. He does all His pleasures. He's our report. And that's the arm of the Lord. He's the arm of the Lord that's revealed. And that's good tidings. That's peace. He is peace. We're publishing His peace because He is peace. Now, who's believed it? To whom it's been revealed? That's good tidings of good, Walter. I like that. Good tidings of good. And He is our salvation. And He says unto Zion, and He says it unto us, thy God reigns. Jesus Christ is my God. And that's our report. It's a person. The gospel is a person. The gospel is all about Him. Old Testament and New. From beginning to the end. The Alpha and the Omega. Guess what? He is the beginning and the end. That's our report. Now, who believes it? Those that are uncircumcised in hearts and ears cannot and will not hear us. Do you believe this report today? Is the question. Do you believe that Jesus Christ reigns today? We say it, and I hope you understand, I mean it as much as I can mean anything in my life. Jesus Christ is the same today, yesterday, today, and forever. He's in this report from Isaiah. He's in the New Testament. And he's coming again. It's all about him. It's not about us. We're included because of him. We're included in him. But if you believe his report, it's because his arm has been revealed to you. And you know the good tidings of good. You know peace. You know salvation. You know redemption. Because all that is in him. He is all that. And he always will be all that. Heavenly Father, thank you again for this day and this time. Lord, help us to get a better hold of you and our Lord Jesus Christ, to know more of him, to love him more, to believe him more, to trust him more, as we go out in this world and live these lives you've given to us. Thank you, Lord, for all you've done, for all your blessings, and for all your work. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Thank you, Joe.